and more bugs. Roof rats, scorpions, black widows, bed bugs, termites. Covering it all right here today with Kurt and Nate from Blue Sky Pest Control. Let's get Larry, our last caller that's been on hold here, buddy. Bring him into the conversation as we wrap up hour three of Rosie on the House. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient. Yeah, how can we help?
Yeah, I've got a home in Levine up on the mountainside, and it's all rocky and stuff like that, but I know we got termites in there. And can you guys treat the outside of the house rather than going in and drill holes all through the inside of the house?
Good question.
That's a great question. Absolutely.
Really?
A lot of treatments we do don't require any drilling. Now, sometimes there is drilling involved. However, even if that's necessary, we're able to do things afterwards. Like our service technicians take the time to really match, like if we have to drill into a wall to foam in an area, or if we have to drill in a buddy concrete on the outside, we're able to really match the concrete very well. We've even had times where people have called in like, they were supposed to drill, but I don't think they did. We're like, well, let's come take a look at it. We went out and we had to show them where the drill holes were. And they're like, oh, you're right. It was so well matched, I couldn't even tell.
Okay. Yeah, I've got travertine floors throughout quite a bit of the house. It's like a 4,000 square foot home. And I know they did my house in Tempe one time, and they drilled every 18 inches or so all through the whole place and everything. But I just wonder if there's a way around that. So.
That's another benefit of Termidor also. Back before Termidor, you had to do a complete inside and outside drill out. And so that was very common back in the day. Nowadays, with Termidor, for example, they tested it on over 100 homes. And they did exterior only and mainly just the soil, actually.
Yep.
So not even drilling and budding concrete.
Yeah.
And over 92% of the homes got rid of the termites, even when termites were inside the home.
Wow.
So I think that you'd most likely, unless the infestation was inside, you're not going to have to drill that travertine most likely on the inside. If it's going to be limited.
If Larry wanted y'all to come out and take a look at it, he'd dial what number?
480-635-8492, and we could come out and take a look.
There you go.
What do y'all think of the natural things that are posted online? You know, I went to Pinterest to get my termite picture for Facebook this week, and there was all kinds of, you know, homemade remedies, boric acid and diatomaceous earth, you know. What do you think?
That's a great question, actually. We get it a lot. You know, obviously, being safe and being effective, everybody wants those things.
Yeah.
Okay? And like boric acid, it's been around for years. For roaches, if it's used appropriately, it can be very effective. But like, for example, we were just reading an article where it's talking about using boric acid for termites. Now, will it kill a termite if the termite comes in contact? Yeah. But that is not going to be a solution, because you're killing six termites
of a colony of 300,000.
Yeah, like we were joking. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a compound fracture. You're going to catch a little blood, but you're going to die from it.
How about DE? You know, we have told people a lot of times that DE is a good way to control scorpions. If you've got like a bed bark mulch area or an area that there's particularly common in, that just a little DE will do a lot of good. Is there differences of DE? I mean, I know there's food grade DE. We use food grade DE in all the horse corrals that we've got.
That's actually really important, because it is very popular. People like to use it. However, usually when people go to the like Home Depot, they're getting the DE that's designed for pools, and that's not the type that's designed for pest control. Okay. The other thing is DE is, you know, no toxicity. However, if you breathe it, it can cause respiratory problems. So if you're going to use it, use a dust mask, because if you breathe it in, it can actually hurt your lungs. And
DE is diatomaceous earth, and it's really mini razor blades.
Yes. It comes from diatoms that are in like bodies of water. It's a small little organism. And then they get those and dry them out. And yeah, it cuts the insect and cuts their waxy cuticle. And so they basically dehydrate.
Yeah, that ectoskeleton. And then that's exactly why you wouldn't want to be breathing it in.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there you go. Blue Sky Pest Control. And again, you guys are running a special today only through noon for Rosie on the House listeners?
That's correct. So if you call in, we have some of our staff there right now. So if you call in, if you can't get through right away, just be patient or leave a message and we'll get back to you. But call 480-635-8492 for that special. It's $49 on initial service when joining onto a regular treatment plan.
There you go.
And if you think you have termites, you know, feel free to call. We can help you with that also.
Oh, fantastic. Well, appreciate you guys joining us this Saturday. Listen, I want y'all to be on notice that next week is a show you're not going to want to miss. We're going to be talking about new innovations in air conditioning. We were talking about new innovations in pest and termite control today. New innovations is kind of a theme that we're carrying forward on all the topics we'll be addressing. There are going to be new innovations made commercially available and residentially available on air conditioning equipment that is fundamentally going to change the world of air conditioning here well within the next decade and sooner. Y'all have a great week. If you enjoyed the show, if you were blessed by the show, pay it forward and tune in next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.